Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next, I'd like to introduce... Throw your hands in the air if
you's a true player. Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrock on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I think with the shuffling of coaches and the three that we have lost via retirement here of late, there has been a little bit of a shuffling at the top of a debatable top five college basketball coaches in the country. And as it relates to Bill Self, I would argue at this point, Jacob, with no recency bias, just or geographical bias, that he swims in a pool with really only two other guys right now in college basketball. When you take the whole picture into focus, and that would be John Calipari at Kentucky and Tom Izzo at Michigan State. I don't know who else. I mean, someone will come at me with Mark Few or maybe Scott Drew has raised his profile tremendously, and I wouldn't argue with that. But if we're talking about elite championship producing programs, multiple championships, relevancy each and every year, number of pros produced, for instance, all of these things, I think you can make the argument right now that you've got three guys there at the top. You can pick the order that you want to put them in. And I think that they pretty much stand alone at this point. Now, it's not by a huge jump over the next group, but I don't know. Those would be the three that I'd put up there right now, subject to debate.
You had Cal and Izzo?
And Izzo, yep, along with Self.
Yeah.
Because you don't have Krzyzewski, right, yeah. You don't have Roy, you don't have Jay Wright anymore. And I think all three of those in any conversation like this would have been in this conversation and leading it up until the last couple of years.
I think Few is there. I think Scott Drew is close. And I think Kelvin Sampson is close.
I do too. I agree.
I think Few is there, though. I would go ahead and put him there. The way that they've brought in talent now, had high NBA draft guys consistently now, win tons of games. And it's not just win tons of games, right, anymore in the conference and then fizzle out. They win a lot of tournament games now, and they win a lot of preseason big-time matchups,
sure,
as many as they can get every year. Like, they just ton of big games. So I would put Few there also. I think that the college basketball championship is probably the hardest championship to get. So I don't, you know, I don't hold that for or against guys as much in that sport, probably. College championships in general are just hard to get because there's so many teams. I think Bill Self, though, you know, to what we're talking about here, I mean, Bill Self at this point goes over Izzo. I don't think there's much debate there anymore. You got the championships, right. You got the draft picks, you've got the conference streak, you got all the things. And I love Tom Izzo. And I would for sure put Self over Calipari. Calipari's a great recruiter. I think Bill Self's a much better basketball coach, in my opinion. I just do. He's always been the blend fours. Of it. No, I know. I said that and then instantly said, now people are going to think I'm saying John Calipari's not.
No, I don't think so. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I just think Bill Self, and again, we do see it more often than I see Calipari. I see every Kansas game, but I see the way those teams develop, change, evolve throughout a season. And it's just old school coaching. I think Bill Self is the blend of Tom Izzo and John Calipari. You get the recruiting and you just get the old school coaching. Because Tom Izzo's, you know, they're not the. I mean, when was the last time you talked about Michigan State in the great recruiting battles and classes?
No,
and
you're
don't
right.
do that, really. So I think what Bill Self does that for me, I've always just kind of been. Shaken to is how much genuine interest he takes in people, not just his players, which obviously he does, but just people in general. I think that he produces really good humans, man. Like the guys that come through that program are, at least from what I know in the last 8 years, 9 years, however many seasons it's been since I've been here, are just generally really thoughtful, you know, interesting people. Yeah, I mean, they
I'll
just are. And I've always appreciated that. And I don't know if that's, you know, targeted in recruiting, or I don't know if that's growth and things that happen from being around Self and a great coaching staff, by the way. It's not just all Self. But it's really cool to see. And I appreciate the respect he shows to people, to the media, to, you know, everybody. It's nice. It's refreshing.
16 Big 12 championships, 4 trips to the Final Four, 2-time national champion. And I would say this, that of all the people that we've mentioned, there is no one in game that I think does it better than Bill Self. He's a really good, spontaneous X's and O's guy. And that spontaneity isn't lost. In fact, I think it's a big portion of his success. And the haters will come out and say, "Well, yeah, but look at some of the postseason gaffes." And this, everybody has them. Everybody has them. You don't. Jacob is right. The hardest championship to win is the NCAA basketball championship, I think. It's such a matchup-driven thing, and, you know, if you have an off night for a good portion of 40 minutes, which teams are prone to do every now and then, you know, you can be done. To sustain 6 straight games at a high level, maybe get a little bounce of the ball going your way here and there along the way. Everyone gets a little luck. But, yeah, I would say so. I would say Bill Self would be probably that guy right now. And it's not to say guys like Tony Bennett at Virginia. I mean, I think that he's a real good in-game coach, does a really good job. I think Scott Drew is that kind of guy at Baylor. I mean, think about how his exposure has just exploded here in the last few years. Baylor's legit. I mean, we count on Baylor to be a guy every single year now. Not to the level that they've done it at Gonzaga, Mark Few has done it and has been to the NCAA tournament all 23 years that he's been at Gonzaga. And people
That's
can
wild.
Scoff at the West Coast Conference. I mean, I hear you.
Well, it's gotten better. Better than the
it
American
has
West.
Gotten better. And he's won that championship 21 times. I mean, Gonzaga's proven themselves. Short of winning a national championship, Gonzaga is a brand. And they're a yep. winning brand at the highest level. Give them their due, man. My God, they've earned it over the course of time. That's been a very, very successful program at a very high level for a lot of years. And you're right, Jacob. They've developed pros. There's plenty of guys now from Gonzaga in the league. And they've been in the Sweet 16 for 7 straight years. Think about that. They've avoided a first week departure from the tournament for 7 straight years.
And that, to me, is where I've always put that meant a successful tournament for you. Did you reach expectations? Maybe not, but you had a successful mm-hmm. tournament. Because at that point, if you're the 1 seed, which they usually are, or the 2, you're most likely playing a 4 seed or a 3 seed. And so losing those games to me at that point never seems like a monumental failure, right? Because
right.
we see those kinds of losses in conference play all the time. It's just not that big a deal to me. So that I try not, as far as this conversation goes, I should say, it's a big deal. But as far as like evaluating a season as like an abject failure, no. If you've made it to the Sweet 16, you've had a good year, no matter what your expectation
is. Right. And I'll tell you something that Gonzaga has done that other programs have been slow to emulate. But part of their success is the whole foreign impact. Go back and look at the foreign element that has played at Gonzaga and has gone through Gonzaga. They've had really good success finding talent outside the country. They're one of those programs that do it. So, you know, and there are others waiting in the wings. We don't know about Eric Musselman and where he ends up going at Arkansas. He's just kind of, and I agree with you with Kelvin Sampson. We get to see Kelvin. Well, we got to see him a lot at Oklahoma, and we've certainly gotten to see him a lot at Houston. I think Kelvin Sampson's as good as there is in the game right now, too. I think he is just a marvelous basketball coach. Never won a national championship. But I think along with Tony Bennett is probably the top defensive coach in the country. I don't know who would argue that, right? So, some pretty good options. But I think Bill Self would probably be not only in the top 5, I think he's leading the way. Is there anyone else you'd rather have running your team? I don't think so.
No, I've said that for a long time. Yeah. No way.
I just don't see it. Anyway. All right. Let's see. I was hit between the eyes on the death of Tony Siragusa yesterday. 55 years old. Oh, my God.
And it made me like thinking about like where did he go in his broadcasting career?
Right.
There's an easy answer to that question, I'm sure. I just don't know what it was. He was like the hottest thing in NFL broadcast on the sideline. He was so good in that role. And I get that news yesterday. And he was a great player too. That he was so much fun on that Ravens Super Bowl team. But such a refreshing, you know, voice on the sideline. It made me think like as all these broadcast teams are like shaking, looking for, you know, ways to make a compelling case on their like, why didn't anybody ever just bring in Goose? He was right. Great on those broadcasts.
Oh, he was fantastic. Well, he was a breath of fresh air. Yeah.
He was just different. Mm-hmm. Kind of a Madden vibe there a little bit. Just going to give it to you straight, kind of what I'm seeing. Just a dude watching football. Yeah.
By all accounts, he was awesome. By all accounts, that's the way he was as a player, too. He was I've developed a pretty good relationship with Brandon Stokely, who played in the NFL as a receiver for 15 years and played a lot of that time in Baltimore with the Ravens. He said he couldn't think of a guy that he hated more than Tony Siragusa when he first got into the league and was when he was first with the Ravens. And but a player that by the time he had proven his worth, and I'm talking about Stokely, had proven his worth and gained the respect of him, began to appreciate him in an entirely different way because of the way that he held others accountable in that clubhouse. He was a true old school, tough love kind of leader who gave no quarter to anyone until that person earned it, whether it was a veteran, rookie, regardless. And then you had a friend for life. But it was kind of interesting to get that, because that makes sense to me. In understanding the persona that he was on the air. And was he on CBS? I can't remember what network he was on.
I think it was Fox.
Was it Fox?
I'm not sure.
But good for Fox or whichever network it was to recognize that and to put an unfiltered guy like that on. Because you're right, he was the hottest ticket going. Just had health issues, apparently. And there's no official cause of death at the age of 55. But, man, we're talking about a guy that burned really hot for far too short a time. And so we're left without...
He was in The Sopranos, apparently, which, believe it or not, I never went and watched, and I need to. But he went from 2003 to 15. He was on the Moose and Goose. That's right. Yeah, he was always on the Moose broadcast. The Moose and Goose is what they'd call it. And then he went on to The Sopranos for a minute, opened a restaurant. So it looks like he just moved on to sort of some different things. He had that Man Cave show. I remember that now. Discovery Channel show. So he just went into other things in broadcasting, but was great in that role. In fact, even as a really good player who won a Super Bowl, I think he was a better broadcaster.
Yeah, I hear you. The guys that you remember that and he's a really classic example of that, isn't he? And he was a damn good football player, don't get me wrong. I mean, he was a key part of a defense that won a Super Bowl. So, a fantastic football player that by most measures was one of the strongest football players. In reading some of the testimonials yesterday after his passing, guys talking about never played with a player that was actually stronger, physically stronger than Siragusa. But you're right. When 10 years from now, when you remember his name, you probably will think of him more as a broadcaster than even as a player. I don't think that takes anything away from what he did as a player. It just means that he had more of a social impact as a broadcaster.
Right.
because he was such a different kind of guy. And he played a more easily hideable, kind of anonymous. Well, he wasn't very anonymous in the way he played because he was a guy that made plays. But you know what I'm saying. It's easier to kind of be just part of the whole picture as a team, as opposed to being this vibrant personality as a broadcaster. So I got it. Okay. We'll take a break, and then when we come back, we'll get you a little hockey in. Get Jad's take on the game last night. How controversial was the last goal? Colorado taking a 3-1 lead in the best of 7 Stanley Cup final, bringing an opportunity on Game 5 at home Friday night to clinch the cup for the first time in 21 years. But a little controversy. John Cooper, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, of course, 2-time defending champions, came in and gave a minute and 58-second statement and shook his head and said that he just couldn't talk about it anymore. But had conspiracy theory written all over it. We'll get into it in just a bit. A couple of other things to get to before we get to OTD. Coming up in about 15 minutes. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH. This Thursday, 23rd of June, 10:29. OTD coming up in about 10 minutes or so on this day in sports history. Game 4, Stanley Cup Finals last night, won by Colorado 3-2. Jad, how controversial was the ending in your mind?
Almost none. That was a good goal.
Didn't affect the game really. And way behind. Well, it was during changes were being made, and the irony is both teams had 6 on the ice.
Yeah,
both teams, and that happens on occasion when you're making changes and guys are going on the fly.
Especially at that time of game when everybody's legs are just dead and
you've
been playing through this marathon game, of course your changes are going to be a little bit slower.
Yeah, they're going to be a little slow. They're going to be a little bit more ragged. I thought John Cooper tried to make a big deal out of it by omission because he came in, alleged something, didn't give any details. Said, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And then, obviously, the whole thing started to leak out, and the controversy was players on the ice. Just about every credible voice commentator has sloughed it off as much ado about nothing. And, in fact, the NHL even offered a statement up talking about all 4 of the officials, none of them...
It didn't give anybody an advantage.
No, exactly. So, all right. So there we go. Now we go back to Denver with a 3-1 lead for the Avs, who are going to win the Stanley Cup. The number of times that a team has gone, a team has rallied from 3-1 down. In Stanley Cup final history, exactly once in 36 occasions. 36 times a team has gone up 3-1. 35 times that team has won the Stanley Cup. So history is on the side of the Colorado Avalanche. And I would
also call my shot. Talent and depth.
Yeah, talent and depth, speed. Bad ice last night. So here are my takeaways. For those of you that are interested and for those of you that aren't, we'll move on to something here in a bit. But slushy ice, which is kind of like the major league version of growing the grass.
Yep.
High, you know, against, you know, certain teams and altering the playing field a little bit.
Yeah.
The Avs complained afterwards, especially last night, of the very slushy nature of the ice, which slows teams down. Well, these are things that I'm learning as I'm going along. But,
you could kind of see it. I mean, if you know what to look for, you could see it in the play style that they had. They were deeper on offense most of the time. They played a lot more behind the net than they usually will.
Huh.
And that's just a mark that you're playing a little bit more of a wait and see, a little bit slower game.
Interesting. Well,
home ice is home ice, though, right?
Yeah.
Tampa needs to do what it needs to do. It's home ice.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Tweak things up
absolutely.
A little bit. Didn't work, but.
Don't have an issue with it. Really don't have an issue with it whatsoever. It'll be nice and cold inside a Ball Arena, and that will be a hard sheet that will accentuate the speed of the Avs. What's the difference, right?
Yeah.
That's just home cooking. That's just the way it is.
Hey.
No big deal.
My Chicago Blackhawks, their ice there at United Center is like 7 feet shorter than your average rink. That's their home advantage. There really isn't any kind of set rule as to exactly what the specifics of your ice needs to be.
Which
so,
is kind of interesting. Yeah. But there is for the Olympics. The Olympics actually have
absolutely.
A bigger sheet of ice, right?
Yeah, they do.
So, interesting. And then I found out something last night that I didn't know. Nathan MacKinnon, who scored last night, is conferring almost night to night between games with Sid the Kid.
Oh, yeah?
Sidney Crosby. Yeah, he and Sidney Crosby apparently have a, Hall of Famer, Penguins center, Sidney Crosby, will be anyway. Just kind of picking his brain because they work out a fair amount in the summer. There's a group of guys from that Nova Scotia area that have all won Stanley Cups, and MacKinnon was the one guy that hadn't. And so he apparently checks in with Sid Crosby, on his off days and just kind of picks his brain and gets some ideas. And he talked about it last night afterwards that he's become his confidant in an effort to win his first Stanley Cup championship. So,
Do you want to hear something that I learned just the other day about this particular Stanley Cup final series?
Sure.
There's a great streak that is coming to an end with this, that already has come to an end with this particular finals. For the last 42 seasons in a row, a teammate or former teammate of Jaromir Jagr has played in every final until this year.
Wow.
42.
Run that by me. Say that again, Jad. Say that again.
For the last 42 years, a teammate or former teammate, or Jaromir himself,
right,
has played in the final. For the last 42 years.
That is unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm trying to comprehend
obviously
that.
Obviously, they could have played in the final before they were teammates with Jagr.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
For that to work.
Yeah. Well, right. We'll put it this way. In, say, go back to 1980, Brian Trotter, who would eventually be a teammate of Jaromir Jagr, played in a final. And, you know, we got names on here like Mark Messier, Jaromir Jagr himself, Dagenaud, all the way through until, you know, the last several years where we've had guys like Christopher Stieg, Matt Cullen, and then at the 2021 season, John Merrill on Tampa Bay had played at one time with Jaromir Jagr in the NHL, but not this year. It's the last.
Nobody.
Yeah. It's the first time in 41 years.
That's just a stunning stat.
I couldn't
love
believe
that.
It. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is really incredible. Well, it's been a good Stanley Cup, and it's not over. Look, I mean, I don't put it past Tampa's a proud team, and there's a reason they're a two-time defending champion, but they've got to beat Colorado three times now. Even if they win on Friday on foreign ice, they've still got to figure out two other ways to beat them as well. So it would be highly unlikely, but reiterating, this has been a very nicely followed Stanley Cup final, and ABC's had a lot to do with it, and it's been widely watched. So it was crazy last night in Denver, outdoor gatherings, tens of thousands of people. It was packed at Ball Arena where they play, McGregor Square outside of Coors Field, Tivoli Square on the campus of Metropolitan State right downtown. Just tens of thousands and
love Metro
of
State.
Hockey fan.
Metro State's
yeah.
Metro State's fantastic.
It's cool, isn't it?
Called an NCAA. I called an NCAA soccer tournament, Division II soccer tournament game at Metro
Be
State.
Quiet.
A long,
how'd that
long
go for
time
you?
Ago.
How was the?
Know anything about soccer.
I'll be honest
fine,
with
I,
you,
but I don't know anything about soccer. but I called the game. It was great.
Yeah, I outdoor soccer was probably. I mean, look, I mean there were things that I did better than other things, and certainly soccer would be probably on the lower end of the level. I hope that I did a good enough job with the indoor game, but the indoor game was a lot like hockey. I mean, it was like calling hockey, you know, five guys aside, you know, and then obviously you've got a goalie as well. But I mean, but outdoor soccer, that's a hard game to call. You better have a really good color person. And that's what
I don't even remember if I had one. I don't think I had one. You know, I was a student broadcaster, and I don't remember if the NCAA reached out to me or the school reached out to me or whatever. And they were like, "Hey, do you want to go to Denver and call this game?" And I was
"Well, of course you did."
I do. I don't remember how I got there. Did I? Maybe I flew with the team. I don't even remember a lot about it. I just remember being on that pitch, which is in downtown Denver. You got like
It is.
Denver
still
is
there.
Your backdrop. Yep. And I'm in there just calling you bring out the old dial in whatever those were called, Marty's or whatever. Or you dial it in and call the soccer match and I don't even remember who won. I don't think we did.
Oh my
God. Metro State won. It was wild.
You feel,
just,
did
I'll
you
never
get more and more is
pitch.
It the only soccer game you've ever done?
No, I did some local games there on campus,
okay.
Which were fun. And it was fine. You're just honest with the audience. Hey, I'm going to tell you what happens. But
I
can't give you a rules
I can't give you much insight.
But I can tell you what's happening. Yeah, I can tell you exactly who's got it and what they're doing with it. It was fun. That was a time. I did a – now, volleyball I do know plenty about.
Yeah, volleyball is good.
Blast, but we did
– That's fun to do.
We did a regional – We did a regional in Kearney, Nebraska, actually, which was awesome. That was fun, and we did a ton of basketball. But that volleyball regional and that women's soccer regional were two that were just I remember parts of it. It was 20 years ago, 25 years ago, however old I am. It was a long time ago, but it was fun. It was cool, and I always think of Metro State. Every time I hear that, I think of Metro State. I think back to that.
Yeah, it's quite a campus, and our good friend Bob Hull was an outstanding head coach at Metro State, and had great success in his time before moving on to the Division I level, and ran his own program. Actually, was after that, so that my order in the wrong place. But he had good success at Metro State, and they still have very good sports.
Right, and they're the Roadrunners.
Yeah, the Roadrunners, and it's literally built smack downtown, like you said, and so the backdrop is the entire city. So it's a really fun place to watch sports and to follow sports, and it's got a great little campus down there as well. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get some OTD coming for you on this day in sports history. Close it out, get you ready for the rest of the day in the world of sports. Savage will be in the house with me tomorrow. Jacob gets a day off. So we have that to look forward to coming up tomorrow on a Friday. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jacob, inquiring minds want to know. Dylan Edwards making his announcement today at noon. Very fine running back down from Derby. Got any sense? Got any feel? You going to call your shot?
No, I won't call a shot with him. I'll call that I think Avery Johnson's going to go to K-State. I'm not as confident, but that doesn't mean – it's just more of an unknown for me with Edwards. I know K-State fans are excited. He's got connections there.
Sure.
He just visited, and I think that was his last visit. And apparently, I heard he stopped a visit to Missouri after. So there's a lot of reason for optimism. We're going to find out in about an hour. At noon, he announced that he's going to go ahead and say it. But let's just hypothetically say that that K-State lands Edwards and Avery Johnson, which, by the way, Edwards is an obvious fit there stylistically as a I don't want to say undersized, but a shorter back who's just lightning quick and fast. I mean, come on. They've had, you know, just a ton of those guys have a tremendous amount of success. But let's just say they get him and then they ultimately get Avery Johnson. Four stars, Avery Johnson, an elite 11 quarterback. That's going to be as good a class, Bruce. I was talking to one of our producers
maybe at work,
ever. Who's a K-State grad and lifetime K-State fan. I think 2004, he said, or something, they had a 14th-ranked recruiting class, something like that. But it's going to be a really good and exciting class, and I don't think they'd be done at that point either.
Yeah, it's fixing to be a top 25 kind of class. They get a couple of names.
Here's the really exciting part, is it's loaded with Kansas guys. Will Ancio from Capen, Wesley Fair from Collegiate, and others too, you know, that have either been recent or going in. I'm telling you, NIL is going to be a good thing for these schools in a place like Kansas State, who've lost good local talent to border states in years past. There's far more reason now to stay home, and I think they're going to benefit from it, and I think they already are.
Agreed. Very interesting. Well, we'll listen for that outcome, obviously, coming up today. In the meantime, let's close out this Thursday edition with a little OTD, because it happened on this day in sports. June 23rd, 1917, Ernie Shore enters a game after starting pitcher Babe Ruth is ejected for throwing punches at an umpire. God, I wish I'd seen that guy play. Retires all 26 batters. The two, Ernie Shore and Babe Ruth, are credited with a combined no-hitter. After Ruth had retired the first batter, Ernie Shore does it the next 26, but Babe Ruth's taking swings at an umpire. Beautiful. 1963, then New York Met Jim Pearsall. Hits his 100th career home run and circles the bases backwards. Can't make this up, folks. 1971, Phillies pitcher Rick Wise hits two home runs. Oh, and no hits the Reds. 4-0, he drove in three of the four runs. This is my favorite one for the day, just because of the symmetry. 1994, Oakland A's pitcher Bobby Witt beats Kansas City Royals third baseman Greg Gagne to first in a bang-bang play in the sixth inning. Gagne is incorrectly called safe, costing Witt what would have been a perfect game. Threw a one-hitter, one over the maximum. Only one player reached, and that was Greg Gagne. And on this day in 2003, Barry Bonds steals his 500th base to become the first player in Major League history with 500 homers and 500 steals. Did you know that he is also the only member of the 400-400 club? 400 career homers, 400 career steals. Barry Bonds on this day, 2003. Get you ready for the rest of the day coming up in just a moment. It ain't the latest thing. I'm
just standing in a doorway. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.